It won't come just when you want it.
You see, I'm Irish, but I'm not a leprechaun. You wanna fight, then step up and we'll get it on. You get a right to the grill. I'm white and I'm ill, a descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill. I ducked and I swing, next thing your jaw's broken. Punk, I ain't joking, you can bet you be choking on a fistful of nothing. Meanwhile, I'll be puffing on a fat blunt. But punk, you don't know the half. Trying to talk shit, man, please don't make me laugh. These Irish eyes are
from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown London, somewhere Harry Potter related.
No.
At platform 5 3/4.
Yeah.
Nine and three, I'm going home.
That was on purpose.
Well, the nerds have come out
that
early.
Was fantastic. Hey,
phones!
Turn off your phone!
I'll give you that one.
High five on both of those guys there. Hey, it's Tanner Thursday on Podzilla 1985 with our long-awaited Harry Potter episode in honor of absolutely nothing.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
That is not related!
I mean, kind of.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. And if you're Irish, you probably stayed at home and didn't drink, because this isn't our holiday. This is the white man co-opting our holiday.
You are full of...
I'm not full of alcohol. Poop. I'm full of Irish blood.
Yeah. I'm also full of Irish blood.
And you're also sober.
Unfortunately.
Not by choice.
It is St. Patrick's Day. I didn't wear green today. I didn't celebrate. Because
you yelled at me for not wearing green this morning.
Because you're not Irish. Irish people get an automatic pass.
See, I don't think that's true.
See, I feel like Shannon is the only Irishman on the planet that is, and that might be the bit. how every other culture, whenever they have, you know, something offensive to them, they get all upset and stuff.
The Irish just celebrate it.
The Irish just like an excuse to drink down.
Yeah. I still find it offensive that you always say the Irish feel like it's an excuse to drink. That's like
saying
the black
seed
is an excuse.
That is not what I
said
at all. That is not even a little bit what I said.
On Martin Luther King Day, nobody dresses up in prison garments and eat watermelon all day. So why is it that the Irish get the biggest stereotypes about them put on display?
Because we don't complain
true.
About it.
I'm complaining!
It's true and they celebrate it. That's why they have St. Paddy's Day. A day literally celebrated by binge drinking.
Do you know who St. Patrick is?
Not a clue.
Do you know what he did?
Nope.
Had
Patron
nothing,
saint of engineering.
Had nothing to do with getting drunk.
Well, that's what it's celebrated with today. I can't help that.
It's partially a bit, though, honestly. I really don't care. St. Patrick's Day means nothing to me. It's just an excuse to go, hey, I'm Irish. I want to get a t-shirt that says, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Yeah.
I mean, we had those at Stephen Barry's, and you never bought one.
I don't think it said, kiss me, I'm Irish. The Stephen Barry shirts probably
said, go down on me, I'm Irish. Well,
or
yeah,
like
there
that.
Were those too, but I
filthy
mean,
people.
There was the just the kiss me, I'm Irish.
Now
filthy
I'm listening
people.
To Dropkick Murphys when I get in the car because he's got a song stuck in my head.
Which song?
Kiss me, I'm shit-faced.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
I'm shit. What? I've only seen them live twice.
All right, now I officially want to stop talking about St. Patrick's Day. So let's move on with the actual show. The man himself is here, Tanner Calvert, although he looks like he's fallen asleep. Tanner's had a...
it's real late.
It is real late. We started this late because we had our Thursday night tournament for Smashdown. Smash Brothers. You got Smashdown stuck in my head. And we did that, and now we're recording, but we had to wait and get pizza. So we got the pizza. We ate the pizza. The pizza's gone. I paid $30 for the pizza. I could have paid $20 for it, but the man himself decided not to look at the hot deals section. Apparently, he didn't want to look at the deals themselves.
Bitter.
I'm not even.
Tanner, I'm just kidding. I love you very much,
so
and I'm
bitter,
glad you're here.
Oh, so bitter.
I'm so mad.
I love the bitter song.
I love that Lindsay has to sing and I have to uncomfortably laugh for all the dead space because you keep pissing Tanner off.
Isn't that a part of the show now? He's rubbing his head and I can't tell if it's because he's tired or if the rage has finally boiled his blood enough.
He's channeling to get that scar to appear on his head.
Right now he's just thinking about Dropkick Murphys and how much fun he's going to have listening to that song on the way home.
The bucket, the wash bucket's going to turn into a blood bucket from It's Always Sunny. Uh-oh.
Well, you just broke your phone even more.
There was a bucket involved. Tanner, how are you doing tonight?
Not too good now.
We love you, Tanner.
We'll see if we can fix it up. Because to your right...
Oh, yeah, that's going to make it better.
Dalton Manch, the Manch himself.
Because Dalton makes everything better.
I'm not going to allow that at all.
You're overruling that one?
I hard overrule.
All right, the Manch... I'm sorry. I almost did it again. Dalton Manch is here with us tonight. Dalton, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all?
We're pretty good. Were you on pro wrestling last night?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. And that's not even a bit. I seriously thought you weren't. And I was going to say we missed you last night. Then I remembered you were here.
And oh, that would have been a real slap in the face for 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where I wasn't here, but I was on the show.
You were here in spirit.
Yeah.
Dalton Kong.
And you guys kept, never mind, Harry Potter.
That was
Potter.
Such a great show.
God.
Speaking of someone being here last night for Bro, sit back down.
It's fine.
Jesse Kimball down at the end there.
Yo.
On the show tonight, as always, on Thursday nights, you're a Harry Potter fan.
It's true.
Which is good, because I know nothing about Harry Potter, but we'll get to that in a second. And then, here at the right of me is lovely and vivacious Lindsay Wolfgang, who is, on her game.
Yes.
While Jesse's
as always.
So let's see what we got here. Dalton's on his iPad.
This is for the show.
Tanner's on his phone. Jesse's. What are you doing down there?
To be fair, I worked a 12-hour shift today. I'm doing what I want while we record.
That's true.
I got my laptop out.
Yes, you do.
So that it's been a while since I've watched any of the movies or read any of the books.
So you're
updating yourself on Harry Potter.
So basically, well, this is for quick reference. I'm going to do some Googling.
I'm winging it.
Because I will admit, as much as I love the series, I haven't read anything Harry Potter or watched anything Harry Potter in years.
Same here.
I cannot say the same.
I say you guys got a one up on me because I've only seen, I think, one movie. And when Tanner said, let's do Harry Potter, my first thought was, oh, cool, I get a night off because I know nothing. That's like saying, hey, Lindsay, you want to host pro wrestling this week?
Huh.
It wouldn't go so well. But I'm going to do my best.
But you can actually host.
I'm going to host. I'm going to moderate.
That's the talent of a host. He can host a show without knowing anything about the topic.
Which he usually does.
So basically, I'm Jay Leno.
More or less.
No.
You could go with Conan playing video games.
Yeah. Clueless gamer.
Yeah, there you go.
Clueless host.
Yeah,
just like every
clueless
week.
Clueless host.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about Harry Potter tonight, and again, let me preface this by saying I don't know much about Harry Potter. Here's what I know about Harry Potter. Preface. Is that a wrong way to
preface?
No, preface.
It's preface.
It's hyperbole. Stop it.
You got the wrong emphasis, buddy.
Well, I'm speaking to the denominator in front of me.
He's over and under emphasizing words at random.
So, by the way, that was a bit that Hunter and I. Yeah, it's not a bit per se because even
it's an inside joke.
Are you sure it's not a bit pursue or anything like that?
No, the preface thing was a joke, but what was not a joke was when I said denominator the other day during the Tuesday show. I legitimately thought I was saying demographic, and as Hunter pointed out to me, every time I said denominator. Which made me feel like a huge ass.
He's good at doing that.
Hunter is great at doing that. Thank you, Hunter, for bringing my stupidity to my attention, as you do every time. I miss you.
And everybody in that chat group.
Yeah.
Everybody else's stupidity, or just everybody's bringing out my stupidity?
No, I was saying Hunter brings up that in front of everybody in the chat group.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to make fun of someone, do it in public, like I do with Tanner.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, I'm not in that chat group, so he doesn't make fun of you in front of me. I didn't know this had happened at all.
Don't worry. I didn't know there was a chat group until about a month ago.
You're not in that chat group?
No.
No, so we have the separate chat group. We have the PZ85 Ramblers.
I was about to say, there's one chat group that has everybody and Hunter, and then there's another chat group that has everybody and me.
I don't understand why Jesse was not invited to that. I understand why I wasn't in it, and then I got added.
It's distinctly possible that it was a wrestling chat originally.
It was. Hunter started it after a PWU with just me. Dalton,
it was Asa, myself, Cody, and Tanner, and then he added Shannon. And it was originally just for Hunter to tell us how he thought PWU was going.
Yeah, it was literally just him talking to us about.
I mean,
the show.
I'm not offended about it. I'm just saying.
I'm the opposite.
I wanted to make sure because somebody else acted like he was.
I was offended when I found out that there was a group that I wasn't in it. I felt bad. I will be the first to admit it. I mean,
there was a reason.
I'm popular. People like me.
So Harry Potter.
Cold shit. What that is.
You're in both chat groups. Don't worry about it.
Jesus Christ. And to be fair,
I'm not in any of them.
I was gonna say the rest of the rest of the Podzilla cast is not in the group called Podzilla 85.
PZ 85 Ramblings.
Yeah.
It's only the hosts and Dalton and Asa.
To be fair, though, there are so many women picture tradings back and forth on there.
Probably wouldn't be good.
Thanks.
Why expose that? Why would you throw that out there?
Because he exposes everything.
That's true.
Including himself.
Whoa. To random people in the street.
Whoa. I'm not Fonzie. Easy.
He's just a wizard. He doesn't need to expose himself.
Speaking of wizards.
Harry Potter. Come on.
I set that up for you guys there.
Is that a segue?
You like that?
I keep trying and it doesn't work.
Have you got your segue yet?
I'm still waiting on it, damn it.
We got that Kickstarter started.
Did we?
The email address.
I'm going to keep
going with the show. So. Harry Potter, from what I understand, Harry Potter is a series of books written about a wizard. named Harry Potter.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Who joins the rebellion and fights the Galactic Empire to stop the evil Lord Voldemort, who is actually his father.
No.
Perfect. You got it. But you hit every
point. I mean, he was close until he got to that point.
But went back in time in a DeLorean to stop his
evil. That was the plot twist.
Uncle Biff.
Somebody's been reading fan fiction.
I guarantee you that fan fiction exists.
Fan fiction. That's a new thing we need to do.
Fan fishing.
Enter for a chance to hit a fan fishing spree. Go so fishing bad. With Tanner down by the creek.
Fishing with Tanner. Like, what's bad is I don't even think he realized you're making fun of him.
I don't care. I'm just no ghost. I'm not doing it.
Oh, look, Jesse, you're the last one.
I ain't doing shit.
Sound like you get to go fishing with Tanner down by the creek. No?
Well, it's more offensive when Dalton says it for some reason. I don't know why.
Anyway.
It's because nothing Shannon says is offensive ever.
I'm the lovable scamp. Everything I say is golden.
Man.
I hope nobody was listening to that earlier part about when I was railing on Martin Luther King. That was, yeah. I regret that one.
I was going to tag some people in the show so they can listen to it, not anymore.
I didn't say the F word.
Good job.
And I didn't make any racial slurs.
But you were skirting that line.
Stereotypes
this is a show
are
I can't
different.
Listen to work now, thanks.
No, it was in protest of St. Patrick's Day. There is a difference. I was not being racist. I was pointing out the flawed logic behind one racism being okay and another one not being okay.
But it's different when one
it's
race.
It's not different.
When one race is okay with it and supports it.
I'm sorry. Do Americans speak for all Irish people in Ireland? Where this happened?
Have you met anybody
not
from
in America?
Ireland?
I'm from
Dalton
Ireland.
No, you're not.
I was born in one of the Irish cities in Ireland.
In southern Illinois.
Yes, Dalton, go.
Is it bad whenever I'm the one trying to get back onto the Harry Potter train?
You're failing awfully.
Yeah, but it's because I keep saying Harry Potter and then somebody derails Shannon. So let's talk about some Harry Potter.
So Harry Potter takes a train to the school.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know anything about Harry Potter. Tanner, why do you love Harry Potter so much? You have been clamoring for this. Let's jump into this. All the bullshit aside. You've been clamoring for this Harry Potter show. Why is Harry Potter so important to you? And where do you rank it in your top five? Because I'm assuming Star Wars is up there and a couple other big series. And I'm sure Harry Potter is up there. Where does it rank in your hierarchy of entertainment?
Are we talking like movies, books, or all
together? Fandoms.
Fandoms.
Number one.
Harry Potter is your thing.
Number one overall.
Why?
I grew up with it. Whenever the books came out, granted, they came out in 97.
No.
Earlier than that,
yeah.
No, later than that, because I was in high school.
I was in fifth grade, and the third book was already out.
Okay.
And I was in fourth grade whenever the first movie came out, roughly.
Because I just remember my senior civics teacher, raving about it, and despite us being high school seniors, saying, go read them.
I remember Chad. Speaking about Chad could not, he always said he wanted to read them, but couldn't find them.
They were literally everywhere. 1997.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was a high school freshman then.
Those books were literally everywhere, Chad. I don't know how you did not find them.
Oh, that's five. So the books came out in 97 and literally, like, if you follow the fandom of the storyline of the books, it takes place from 1990 to 97. It doesn't follow The story doesn't start in 97, it starts in 90. So you kind of go back in time with the story.
And each book is a different year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they say years 1 through 7, they literally mean years 1 through 7.
Yeah. Yeah. And book 7 takes place in 96. So literally, like, if in the actions of book 7, where it ends is literally where book 1 was released. So it's almost like the story ends and then the book 1 was released.
And when were the movies put out?
Several years later.
Yeah, like 2001 or something like that.
Yeah,
2001.
Yeah.
Now, before I get to my next question, you didn't answer my previous question.
Okay, well,
why?
I grew up with it. I mean, look,
I grew up with Bush.
When I started reading...
George Bush.
When I started reading the Harry Potter stories, I was probably 9, and I had a hard time finding books that I was interested in.
I remember those days.
I did not enjoy reading. My friend,
you were not a member of the Book It Club.
No,
you were because you wanted that free pizza.
I was about to say, yeah, the Book It was great. Get that free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Mom had that same problem with me, though, finding series that I would read. Yeah. So well, there's a reason that when she found me a series, I got all of the books.
Also, Jesse, to be fair, when we were kids, the Book It program was amazing because the Book It pizza was tasty and it looked big and fluffy. Tanner's always been 7'4". So even when he was in the Book It program, it still looked like a Ritz cracker.
That's really true. Cause I remember loving that personal pan pizza. I'm sure, like, I know if I got one now, they're the size of those, cause I don't think they have it at Pizza Hut anymore. So for those of you that, never had one of these, if you go to a gas station and they have those little personal pizzas,
little four squares.
I mean, you can get the personal pans at Target.
Yeah, they do sell them at Target. They're like a hot and ready type thing, yeah.
Yeah, so they're just these teeny tiny little like hamburger sized pizzas.
Like each slice is like 2 bites.
That would just make me really mad.
Well, I mean, third grade me loved it because it was pizza.
It was a large pizza to you in third grade.
Right. And it was a pizza. And
it was
like
a pizza
I ate
all for you that no one else got a piece of.
Yep.
Almost like it was a personal pan pizza.
See, that still would have upset me because, like.
Well, yeah, because again, 7'4".
I still have
fifth grade. Fifth grade is after I've gotten into reading more and I started reading different series along with the Harry Potters multiple times a year. And I actually joined the newspaper team, like the group trying to write the school paper.
I was on my school paper. I wrote the whole damn thing
for
you.
I was editor
year.
Of my college paper.
For Shawnee College.
Shawnee Community College.
Ooh,
and you got them mad at you.
Mm-hmm. I did.
That's a different show.
But anyway, yeah. By the time I started reading the Harry Potter series, I think the third one was already out, and I was 10 when I started reading it, which is the age of Harry was when he, you know, when the books first started. And it just kind of progressed that by the time the last book came out, I was 17, just like him.
And more importantly, Hermione.
No, she was 18.
She was a year older than Harry?
Yeah, well, she was like eight months, I think.
Because I remember...
she is older because he had a summer birthday.
Yeah. Her birthday was right before school started. Like, she was just
Oh, that's right, because they would always celebrate. Yeah. Well, in a couple of books, anyway, when she was hanging out with Ron, they would celebrate her birthday.
Yeah. Her birthday was... She was literally like a month from being in a year ahead of them.
Skip right ahead. Didn't she end up marrying Ron?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In that horrible little fan fiction that I pretend didn't happen at the end of the last book?
Oh, someone's calling the store.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Beepy will get it. No, Ethan, Good you're not Lord. Beepy. Ethan, do not answer that phone.
Just hit end.
It's a trick. It's a trap.
The books didn't release yearly, did they?
No.
No.
Yeah, so you definitely weren't 17 when they were done. You were in your 20s, for sure.
What year did Deathly Hallows come out?
I'm trying to...
Half-Blood Prince, that was the last one.
Did the movies release yearly?
No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I moved out here when the last one came out because I remember coworkers at Stephen Barry's being like, are you going to read it? Are you going to read it? Are you going to read it? I want to tell you what happened. Are you going to read it?
I never read
it. It was published in 2007.
I was 17 when that book came out.
That was 10 years after the first book.
Yeah, but I turned 10 after Prisoner of Azkaban came out. And that's when I started reading.
Oh, okay.
I got Philosopher's Stone when I was 10, and it caught up, and then it progressively came out until I turned 17.
Yeah, because I started reading them, like, right when Prisoner of Azkaban came out. Yeah. Like, came out, and it was in the gifted program when I was in elementary school. We always spent, like, the first half of the day, like, that's when we read Sorcerer's Stone. And all of us in that class, like the teacher read it to us, and all of us in that class got super into it. And then as soon as we finished that, we started checking out the other books. And then from then on, every time the book came out, I was at the midnight release and got it.
Where did you get your books from?
Do you remember? It depends on where I was living. I got it when I was in, when the fourth book came out, I was living in Colorado. So it was at a local bookstore. It was kind of like a Hastings, honestly. But I think it was Digger's something, like Digger's Rental and Grocery. I don't remember.
Digger's Rental and Grocery?
Yeah, it was a weird little store. It was in like, rural Colorado, that's where I lived when the fourth book came out. Then, the fifth book, I think I was living in New Madrid, so I would have bought it at Walmart in Sykeston. Then when the sixth book came out, I was living in Cape, so I bought it at Barnes & Noble. And no, I bought that one at Walmart too because they were sold out at Barnes & Noble.
I thought you were going to say Walden Books.
Did you not go to the midnight release for the sixth book?
I did. Or I tried to.
I was at Barnes & Noble for that one. That was a huge party.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of it was the sixth book. So the sixth book came out and I was going to go to the midnight release, but I was working at Burger King at the time. Mm. And we got out closing late, and me and two of my other friends that were also, you know, they were also big Harry Potter fans. We ended up having to go to Walmart because Barnes & Noble was sold out, and so was Hastings, because we didn't get
you
out of Burger King until 12:30.
You didn't pre-order your book?
I didn't know about either.
That's something we didn't learn until we got to GameStop.
That's pre-order really everything. So after that, like, for the seventh book, I was at Barnes & Noble. And yeah, there were like 150 people in Barnes & Noble, and they had moved it to the mall at that point when the seventh book came out.
Damn. I was raising my hand because I was there.
Oh. Dalton. No. Was it in the mall?
Yeah.
In 2000?
Okay. Yeah, it would have been.
Now, Dalton, you read.
A little bit, yeah.
What he can.
All of you.
I'm assuming you don't follow the Harry Potter books as religiously as they did.
No. I read all of them. I got them differently, though. The only book that I bought in store was Order of the Phoenix because it was the weekend that it came out. And we were in Cape because in Perryville, there's no bookstores in Perryville, especially whenever it was.
Well, there's not a lot
of
literate
people.
So
you're saying no one in Perryville reads.
That was, New Madrid was the same way. There was no bookstore in New Madrid.
So there wasn't a lot of bookstores. So we went to, we were in Cape and we were driving around and like every place was sold out. Only place that wasn't sold out, shit you not, was Best Buy. Best Buy has books.
Yeah, at one point in time, Best Buy for a little while did carry books.
I guess I just don't remember
that. So after that happened, because that was like the first book release that I bought the book. Like that was the first time I had to go get a book on its release. After that, the book orders from Scholastic. Mm-hmm. That's when I got the books. So.
Oh no, I wanted the midnight release because I enjoyed it. Like when the sixth one came out and Barnes & Noble was at the old building in front of the mall.
Yeah.
The party there for the sixth book was awesome.
I missed that Barnes & Noble, by the way.
It was awesome.
It was cool. Like, I loved the sitting area was my favorite spot.
That was a cool bookstore.
In the sitting area, like, literally, you walk in, and people are dressed up in robes and, like, full costume. And we all walked back to the sitting area, and we had a quiz. This is like a quiz show, essentially. I'm talking like it wasn't just sitting there asking questions and having random people answer. No, you'd get picked out of the crowd, and you'd come up, and you'd play, like, a game show. Answering Harry Potter trivia.
So the more I'm thinking about it, though, I'm pretty sure that the seventh book also came out while the Barnes & Noble was still in front of the mall.
Definitely not. It was in the mall. I remember that. Because I've got the picture of me sitting in front of the mall in my parents' van with Brandy sitting beside me.
Okay. I mean, it was across the street from the mall.
It's true. Because, well, what I'm thinking of, because I remember, oh, no, it was because
you had to get
junior year when I studied. Never mind. We're good.
You had to get the book from that middle kiosk there, the little middle counter. That's where they had them.
Because I remember when I was in high school, we would study in Barnes & Noble sometime, the one in front of the mall, like when it wasn't part of it, in that sitting area. And I was thinking I did that for one of my finals senior year, but that's not true because Cape Central had this awesome little deal where second semester seniors didn't have to take their finals. It's great. Loved that.
So, Tanner, I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal of Harry Potter as much. Sell me on it. Why is Harry Potter good?
It is for a kid who doesn't have... It's easier for a kid at a young age to get into it. It's harder for an adult to sit down and start reading it and grow into the fandom. For me, I was a kid who didn't read outside of what I had to for school. I didn't have like this huge imagination. I wasn't into anything like that. Well, I started reading these books, and all of a sudden, like, I'm seeing the books acted out in my head. You know,
you start getting the internal visuals.
Yeah, and I'm seeing the movies in my head, and I'm
I like hearing it compared to hallucinating vividly.
Yes,
this particular book or just books in general.
Books in general.
Books in general.
Okay, and but why this book?
Because it, I mean, that's really hard to describe. I don't know. It's
a fun fantasy.
Like, if you were to ask me, Shannon, why Star Wars? I would say lightsabers, spaceships. I mean, what's not to love?
Magic.
Wands.
Yeah. The
worms,
idea that
Quidditch.
Yeah, one of the coolest things about this, especially from when Tanner and I started reading this at our age, you know, we were that age. And if Tanner was anything like me, you know, he was a pretty like average person. Nothing really exciting ever happened. And that's kind of what Harry was. Like, he was just this
average kid.
Like, he lived a pretty shitty life in general because his relatives and his parents died when he was a kid. He didn't know anything about them. His relatives took him in. Suddenly, like, this great big Tanner-sized motherfucker shows up.
Which would be, let me guess here. Hagrid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hagrid shows up and he's like.
Hagrid or Hagrid?
Hagrid.
Hagrid. Okay.
Yeah, he shows up and he's like, you're a wizard. And he's like, I'm a what?
Can I say it right?
He's like, you're a wizard, Harry. You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard.
Something like that. I, whatever.
Anyway.
So yeah, like that's one of those things. Like you read that and you're like, oh, that could happen to me. I could get an owl. And
I mean, you can get an owl.
Wait, an owl and a wand.
All of the things you can get in the Harry Potter. You can get a broom. You can be on a sports team.
The owl that shows up, say, with your invitation to Hogwarts. Or whatever the American equivalent would be.
Yeah,
because they had one at Salem in the book. No, it wasn't in
Salem. There was you're talking about the Quidditch World Cup.
The Quidditch World Cup.
That was just the team from Salem. But the the thing is, since the movies have ended, like once the movies ended, the Harry Potter universe was done. J.K. was done with it.
But until she wanted more money.
That's the Salem Witches Institute. I just looked it up.
That's it's why it's the
Salem Witches Institute featuring Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Look up look up American Wizarding School.
I did. Harry Potter American School, the Salem Witches Institute.
Bing.
Okay, look up Potter.
Courtesy of Bing.
No. God no.
Ask Jeeves.
Oh Lord.
No.
So since it ended, like people like she was dead set on not doing anything else. And just the Harry Potter fandom just wanted more. They wanted more backstory on characters we didn't really get to know in the books, or characters we didn't get enough time with, like Sirius, like James and Lily Potter, like Dumbledore, more backstory on him, more backstory on Snape. And she came up with Pottermore.com, which is really fun because it essentially illustrated and it were you could just be a part of the atmosphere. You could find different stuff hidden in the scenes, and occasionally it'd be narrated of the actual story. And she did that from the first book to the seventh book, gradually. And since then, she started releasing backstories on different characters.
I've seen that, yeah.
Well, now, since this new movie, Magic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, she started releasing the different magical schools all over the country.
Okay, so explain to me, what is this new thing? What is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? It's not a Harry Potter story.
Yes, it is.
It's about Harry Potter.
It's well, in the universe. It's the expanded universe.
This so is it's Prometheus. Not really, not, because it's DNA. It's
not really, but kind of. Well, I mean, Prometheus
is in the universe.
It was, but they tried to say it wasn't, and nobody was fooled.
But everybody knows this.
But yeah, no, this is definitely like in the Harry Potter universe. It's kind of like Silmarillion is to the Lord of the Rings series.
And where does this take place in the Harry Potter years?
This takes place... Okay, so Harry was born in 1981.
Ah, he's older than me. Now I'm not the oldest one, Dalton.
Seriously?
Old bitch?
Lord. And the new movie takes place in like 1925 New York City.
Oh, so this is a prequel.
Yes, very yeah, much
this
so.
This is a big prequel.
But what it is, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is actually a textbook from the Harry Potter universe. Hmm.
Like the Tobin Spirit Guide from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yes. And it literally the movie is supposed to be the story of the author having these adventures with these magical creatures. Newt Scamander.
So this is not about magic, though.
Like, it
this, is. This is not about the Hogwarts school, nothing
no,
like that.
No, not about Hogwarts. I mean, this literally the whole movie takes place in New York.
Okay. Are you excited for this?
Very.
All right, going back on Pottermore, what Tanner was referring to, Ilvermorny is the North American school that is established in Pottermore. There's literally no information about it. In fact, the page goes to a page that says coming soon.
That's simply because she's waiting to reveal it for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find
It. But yeah, but in the fourth book, and I mean, that's what I Googled, there's the Salem Witches Institute.
I think they accredited that to the Institute, like it's either a training for Quidditch or it was like a college, wizarding college.
Because it said something about, let me see.
Don't shrug your shoulders. You've read all this.
Well, yeah, but I'm waiting to get to the, parts and
stuff. Favorite Lindsay, what about you while they're talking about that? When did you start reading Harry Potter?
I've never read it. I've just watched all the movies.
We'll feed your baby bird. Give us a second.
Because everybody told me if you've started watching the movies, watch all the movies first, because otherwise you're going to be disappointed.
They're not wrong.
Yeah, the we'll books are significantly better.
Oh, don't spoiler. Well, don't spoil the story I was about to ask about.
The books are significantly better, but I mean,
only cram so much information into a movie.
Yeah, I treat them as two different entities. Like,
I mean, I have to do that with pretty much anything that has, like, it's a movie adaptation of a book.
Yeah.
I treat them as two different things because it has, like, it's two different forms of media. You're not going to be able to capture everything the same way.
Can you think of a movie that was better than the book version?
Watchmen?
Yeah,
the ending. For sure.
And I mean, well, everything up to the ending was almost identical.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's better.
But it's comic book, which is a little different. Comic book is significantly easier for obvious reasons.
Because you already have a visual to work with.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I definitely liked, oh God, why can't I think of the name of the book? Pass.
Percy Jackson.
I never read the book.
The first
Clockwork Orange.
Twilight.
Oh no thanks.
The Clockwork Orange movie was way better than the book.
Tanner, do you have something against Stanley Kubrick? Or
Pass.
Malcolm? You do?
I didn't care for the movie. I didn't want to read the book.
The book is really hard to read because the entire thing is told from the perspective of the protagonist and they use slang that you're supposed to figure out throughout the book. And I mean, you do eventually. And then you're supposed to, ideally, you're supposed to read the book twice. You're supposed
once to learn it, next
once
time
to learn the
slang,
and the next time to understand the early parts. You can get the whole plot and everything, but there's stuff you miss by not knowing the slang.
Kind of like the Bible.
And it's just, like, and I understand the point, and it's a good book. I don't know. I didn't like it.
All right. So before I ask you if the movie's better than the book, Tanner, you said, I said earlier, did you read it religiously like them? And then it made me think about religion. And I just mentioned God, so I remembered religion again. Do you remember the hellstorm of attention that Harry Potter
got
from Dalton? You're already pointing at yourself. You got something to say.
Yeah, because that was, I mean, where I'm from, very religious town, half of the parents didn't like Harry Potter. Because, I mean, I'm 2 years younger than Tanner. I'm 3 years younger than Jesse. So whenever they're talking about whenever they got into it, I got into it right around the same time. I got into it whenever I was, like, in the second grade. That's whenever I read the first book. And it was a big deal. Like, some of the teachers didn't like having the book in the classroom. The library wasn't 100% comfortable having it. I had to order the book off of, no, my sister had the book. My sister had it before I did. So I just took her copy to school and there was some, like, it was a dumb hellstorm. And it kind of changes the way, cause like in my teaching situation right now, I'm walking around with a Hufflepuff lanyard. And
you're worried?
Because, like, a few of them be like, what's a Hufflepuff? And, like, part of me wants to be like, how the hell do you not know what Harry Potter is? But then I was like, wait, nope, back out of all of that, tuck the lanyard in, don't talk about it.
I knew a lot of people that were not allowed to read Harry Potter. For the people that never even knew what Harry Potter was, they automatically just associated magic with witchcraft and with devil worshiping and et cetera, et cetera. Tanner, you got something to say.
My sixth grade year, I left Ballard and came back to Caro, and my English teacher at Caro was extreme Pentecost. And nothing against that religion, but she's an English teacher. And I walk into school with Goblet of Fire. And she says, you're not to bring that book in my classroom. I'm like, I'm reading the book. It's part of the AR program, the accelerated reading program. She said, I don't care. You're not to read that book in my classroom. And this, everything that happened in that year with this teacher brought me to the point where beforehand, let me go back. Beforehand, I was the kind of guy that followed the rules by the book. If someone told me to do something because it was a rule, I followed it.
You were a Boy Scout.
I was.
Were you a literal Boy Scout?
For like a week. So when she tells me I can't read my favorite books in her classroom, which was my English and literature class, I was like, well, this isn't right. I mean, I'm all for you having your religious freedom, but you can't oppress me from reading a book.
I feel like at some point in history, someone gathered books and threw them into a giant pyre.
And
did that happen? That never happened. That'd just be stupid.
If I could go back in time, I'd kill them all. I said it.
Can he say that?
He can say that.
Yeah,
I don't care.
He's good.
It's not, what are they going to do, sue me?
And then
not on this show.
It's not like you're not compromising yourself if you wish death upon somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we've said much worse on this show.
Oh, no, I'm not. It's not like they haven't been dead for like 200 years or more.
I think that whole time, I haven't heard anything since.
No, I think they've really let it go because I think people kind of smartened up and realized that Harry Potter is just, it's a kid's story. It's a story
it's
about
entertainment.
Yeah. And it's
well, I mean, Pokemon was the same way.
Yeah.
Ballard's been gambling.
Because that was my buddy Trevor. He actually was.
Shout out to Trevor.
Yeah.
Camp?
Camp. Yeah. I doubt he listens to this show. I know he's talked about listening to it. But anyway. Trevor, he was, like, his mom didn't want him playing Pokemon cards, didn't want him reading Harry Potter. In fact, he didn't read Harry Potter until we were in college, and he just borrowed all of my books. His mom, Pokemon, like, that was the biggest thing. Like, didn't want him playing Pokemon, didn't want him collecting the cards. And he actually has, like, a vendetta against Pokemon cards to this day, because whenever he was little, all the kids, you know, out like in the playground or whatever, always had their Pokemon cards out and messing with Pokemon cards. And he couldn't because his mom wouldn't buy them for them or buy them for him.
So he was the odd man out.
Yeah. Which is weird to think because in my school, like nobody knew what Pokemon was, much less collected the cards.
Yeah.
So this, going back to the teacher, this brought me to being who I am today politically. All the things I believe in.
So this English teacher is the reason you voted for Trump.
You motherfucker. Oh, okay. I almost said it.
I'm not going to look at him right now. He's angry.
I decided one day in the middle of the week, I was going to protest my teacher. I went in with the three Harry Potter books I actually had in my possession. She wrote me up and tried to get me suspended.
I assume that didn't stick.
They were going to until I called my mom and dad up there and they came up and threatened to press charges.
So when he says protest, I think that Tanner's coming in a robe
with a wand
and a broom in his hand.
Yeah, that wouldn't have helped my case.
And of course he's 6'2". So
some kid that had read it looked at him and went,
I put on a Quidditch uniform with a bat and just be a beater.
Every 10-year-old in the class got really excited. Like, Hagrid, is it me? Am I a wizard?
That's not an owl, kids. That's Lenny the crackhead.
Remind me at some point not on the show to tell you my fourth grade wrestling shirt story.
Oh, boy.
Tell us on the show about your fourth grade wrestling
shirt. It's a show about Harry Potter.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Harry Potter likes wrestling.
It's an unrelated story.
No, he didn't.
Him and Ron probably wrestled a little at some point. With magic.
We're not playing that.
You know what they wrestled with? Harry wrestled with inner turmoil.
You know what Harry wrestled with? Never mind, I'm not going to say
it. So, the Dark Lord.
You son of a...
Bringing it back to Harry Potter now.
Oh, look at me busting out names.
Did you guys ever hear the fun little game to play with Harry Potter, read through it and replace the word wand with wang?
Yes.
Oh, is it fantastic? I've never...
Oh, God. Just Google a passage. And just every time you see wand, replace it with wang. And it's the funniest thing ever.
We're going to read this out loud.
Yeah. You gotta let me get there.
All right,
I'm going to stop taking a drink.
Okay, yeah, while you're looking up a passage from the book.
Yeah, while he's looking that up, let's get to the all-important question. Is the books better than the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unequivocally. Is the books better than the movie?
Yeah, I am fucking
Are
tired.
Are the books better
Don't
than the
movie? Don't you fucking
spoken like
grammar.
A true illiterate.
Well, there goes...
You don't fucking correct my grammar.
There goes the...
I know, miss. I can't spell.
There goes the F-bombs.
Oh, I already dropped one of those, didn't I?
Did you? I didn't hear it. No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure everybody here said the F-word tonight.
I've stopped myself.
I did not sleep last night. Lindsay did not sleep last night. So we're both very tired. So if I say is instead of are...
I did not sleep. I worked a 12-hour shift. I have eaten very little food today.
And I had to fight Zach in UFC again, so.
Okay, I think
rematch! Motherfucker, rematch! Rematch, motherfucker!
Dalton.
So anyway.
I'll do it.
Somebody's got to do it other than me because I'm going to
lie. No, Tanner, let me do it.
Jesse's got the golden voice.
You do it, brother.
Well, let me introduce you, Jesse. We now take you to Harry Potter, as read by Jesse Kimmel.
Why aren't you supposed to do magic? Asked Harry. Oh, well, I was at Hogwarts myself, but I got expelled, to tell you the truth, in me third year. They snapped me wang in half and everything. A magic wang. This was what Harry had been really looking forward to. Yes, I thought I'd be seeing you soon, Harry Potter. It wasn't a question. You have your mother's eyes. It seems only yesterday she was here herself, buying her first wang. 10 1/4 inches long.
Oh, God.
Swishy.
It sounds like a chicken.
Made of willow. Nice wang for Charmer.
Oh, God.
Your father, on the other hand, favored a mahogany wang.
This gets so dirty.
11 inches.
It's the only way to get him.
Oh, God.
Harry took the wang. He felt a sudden warmth.
Oh, God.
He raised the wang above his head. Brought it swishing down through the dusty air in a stream of red and gold sparks, shot from the end like a firecracker. throwing dancing spots over the line over the walls.
Oh,
move over, Hermione snarled. She grabbed Harry's wagon. Tapped the lock and whispered, "Alo Mora."
Ethan is down.
He's on the ground.
I'm about to be. I'm hurting.
All right. I'm going to do one more because there's so many. The troll couldn't feel Harry hanging there, but even a troll will notice if you stick a long bit of wood up its nose. And Harry's wang had still been in his hand when he jumped. It had gone straight up one of the troll's nostrils. He bent down and pulled his wang out of the troll's nose. It was covered in what looked like lumpy gray glue.
Ew. Oh. Ew.
That made it dirty.
His mother preferred mahogany.
So his face hurts.
11 inches.
Oh, 11 inches for dad, though.
He just needed that little bit more.
A little bit more. You see what you've done, Tanner?
I am 100% okay with that. I want to give you a hug.
Oh, man. So I've been.
That was the greatest thing ever.
Where do you go from there?
That was a showstopper.
I don't know, but I'm going to start reading the books now. I'm going to replace all the words.
My
He's going
to have a piss. Right,
Brandy's going to be really pissed whenever she opens up one of the books and all the fucking, like.
Reached out wang.
She's going to be thinking about 11 inch wangs and you're just not going to stack up. Or will you?
Hermione, where's my wang?
I mean, it's just.
Where's my wang?
It's truly fantastic.
I mean, that had to have been really traumatic for Ron whenever his wang got broken that bad car accident.
I'm sure J.K. Rowling's excited that her work of children's fiction got wands replaced with wangs.
So one thing recently with Harry Potter that happened for me is I just bought a GameCube a few months ago, and the one thing that I always did, because I was in that age range when they were releasing the movies a lot and they were releasing these games, and the games for the most part were garbage, but
except the
Quidditch World Cup,
that is the one. We had one at my work. I bought it. I've been playing through it. God, the American team is garbage.
Well, yeah.
I actually beat the House Cup with Hufflepuff. Well, I feel pretty good about myself.
I think when that game came out, they were trying to use statistics from the actual, like, World soccer teams, like the World Cup soccer teams.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were going to say the actual Quidditch teams.
No, the American soccer team,
like,
back
damn,
then.
Fonzie.
That's true.
That is
there actually
thing.
Is a version of, like, Quidditch for Muggles.
What the hell's a Muggle?
That is
non-magics.
Yes.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Well, according to J.K. Rowling, in America they call nomads.
Nomads?
No madge.
No
madge. No magic. No
madge. Something douchey we would do.
No madge.
Actually, it was, I don't know.
Well, I mean, Muggle does sound extremely British.
It does.
It really does. And it's terms like that scare me away from the Harry Potter series. And that's why I just read Jurassic Park over and over again. What would you rather do? Would you rather live in a world of magic or see dinosaurs? Don't answer that question.
Magic.
Shut up. Magic every time.
That's like
Harry
magic.
Potter,
magic you could actually
Anita Blake
see dinosaurs
Hunter.
Too.
Anita Blake got dirtier than the Wang jokes.
After the 7th book, yes.
She had to feed on semen to stay strong.
No, she didn't.
Oh, well, that's the part I read.
I
did she not
thing.
Feed on semen?
No.
What is sexual
talking
energy?
About?
Yes.
The Anita Blake series. Which apparently started, it's a vampire story
about. It started as a murder mystery, supernatural-esque world, and it turned into softcore porn.
It's like True Blood.
No, even worse. Like, I turned in one of, she had one of her books out, and I turned to one of the pages randomly. And it was just.
She was,
it was blowjobs and semen, and oh my god.
Wow.
After book 7, yes.
Yeah.
That's about like when
after
I opened
book
up
seven.
50 Shades of Grey for the first time. Just
you
I
knew what
it.
You were in for.
Yeah,
no,
that,
I didn't.
That
I
is based
didn't.
On an erotic fan fiction. Well, and by based on, I mean it is an erotic fan fiction.
Snow Queen's
Twilight.
Ice Dragon was her original name.
Let me tell the story. I didn't know. I heard people talk about how crazy the book was, and I didn't know what it was about exactly. So I just randomly picked the book up, and I opened it up, and the first page I turned to, I was seeing him and Butt Plug. In the same sentence, and I was out. I was
to
done.
To be fair, I had a similar experience with The Prisoner of Azkaban, and that's why I did. I read the wrong book?
Yeah. You definitely read the wrong book. That may be that porn parody.
What?
I'm surprised somebody hasn't made a Harry Potter porn parody.
I'm
sure there
definitely
is.
Has been one.
I mean, Christ, there's a Full House porn parody called Fuller Holes or Full Holes, and I only know this. Not because I've seen it.
Purely research.
Because John Stamos talked about it on the Late Night with Seth Meyers. So I'm clean.
Uh-huh.
Dad.
Sure.
You know you look for those Jodie Sweetin pictures.
Well, yeah. But that's not, she's not in that porn. We're all watching Donkey Kong over here.
I know, I keep getting distracted by the flaming owls.
I keep looking at Dalton. Dalton's looking at me, and then I look at you guys, and you're all staring at Donkey Kong.
Ethan is playing Donkey Kong from the peanut gallery.
And there's flaming owls, and
he keeps missing the Kong letters. It's...
You just want to get maddening. I just tell him, let me show you how to do this.
So, anyway, if we all were going to Hogwarts right now, like, what would you want to be doing? Because I know I would want to be, like, keeper on the Quidditch team.
I'd want to be on the Quidditch team for sure.
I'd be getting a train back to America.
You know,
I've seen the.
I don't think that's how that works.
And I also want to join the Magical Chess League, if there is one, because Magic Chess is just the greatest thing ever.
I'd
just
be
about all the creatures.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Wasn't there a werewolf in the movie?
Yes.
Was he cool?
They did not have a good time. No,
there
was. I mean, he was awesome. Lupin is.
Yeah, Lupin.
Yeah, Remus Lupin.
Was it the second or the third?
Third. He was the defense against the dark arts teacher.
Get it?
Shut up, Shannon. I know that you guys...
Wow, I'm Lindsay slow.
Jesse just got it, and here's Tanner.
It's bad that Dalton Tanner's got up the anime joke.
Tanner's up at the plate, and...
Lupin the third.
Lupin the third.
Yeah. Lupin the third.
Lupin the third.
Okay.
It's an old anime.
It is.
Like Tanner, 80s anime.
Tanner don't do anime.
So what happened to Lupin, I have to ask?
He was bitten as a, we'll get back to that. He was bitten as a very young child by a werewolf named Fenrir Greyback, and contracted the
werewolf virus.
Yeah. What's so bad about being a werewolf like in the Harry Potter world?
They're the type of werewolves that completely lose control when they turn.
They kind of forget what they do.
Unless given Wolf's Bane potion. Which in the books, Wolfsbane doesn't actually stop you from transforming. You transform. You have full control.
Like you're.
They're frowned upon.
You're completely aware of being a werewolf, but even still, like even if you do that, they put a lot of restrictions on you. Like you, that you're supposed to register and all this other stuff.
It's like being a mutant.
Was he a kid? Like was he in the school?
Bit? Yeah.
So he was a student.
He was younger than he was. He wasn't even Hogwarts yet when he got bit.
Right, and then it was
So he was younger than 10.
But he's a student in the school.
Mm-hmm.
When
he got bit.
Yeah.
So now he's not.
Before.
He's
a
teacher. Adult.
He became a teacher, yeah.
The one thing I remember about the Harry Potter movies, because I've never read the books, but I have seen a movie, I don't remember which one, and I remember seeing clips of it, I always thought was the monsters look really cool.
Yeah.
I seem to remember, was it a cockatrice was in one of the movies? Or was it a manticore? There was some huge monster, and it was like,
a cockatrice is a bird.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to remember what this monster looked like. Maybe it had a scorpion tail. It's been a while. No,
a manticore, but I don't remember there being a manticore in any of them.
No, about the only thing I can think of was a scorpion tail wasn't included in the movies. That was in the books.
Was it a wyvern?
No.
I mean, there were dragons.
Have I seen Harry Potter?
I'm starting to wonder.
Was it a snake?
No,
I think
Harry Potter, it started off, he was trying to catch a... He's trying to catch like a drug dealer, and they shot him to death, and then they brought Harry back with technology, and he became a police officer.
That's RoboCop.
Oh. My face is red.
This is why we can't have nice things.
My face is red.
Who's your favorite Harry Potter monster or creature?
Ooh.
Fluffy.
That's my favorite one.
Wait, let me guess. Fluffy is the three-headed dog, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good job.
I do remember that. Thank you.
Yeah.
There was a monster. I know there was. And it was like on the ceiling and they were trying to get away from it. Maybe it turned people to stone. Is this ringing a bell?
That almost sounds like the basilisk.
Yeah, maybe.
Basilisk! That's it!
That's a snake!
That's a giant snake.
Was it a snake?
Yes, yeah. That's the second movie.
That's the one I saw. I saw the second movie. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. The basilisk didn't really turn you to stone per se.
It petrified you.
Yeah.
That's the one it was. That's the one I was trying to think of. Okay.
That freaked little kid Dalton out.
Yeah, second book in general, like the whole basilisk thing, every part of that, honestly. Well,
that really took a dark turn.
That's one of the reasons I disliked Harry Potter growing up was because it seemed so happy-go-lucky, wow, we're into magic, we...
Oh, no.
Hear
me out. Hear me out.
And then it got real depressing.
But yeah, as I started to watch the story continue, it seemed to get so dark at the end.
Well, the idea is, like what Tanner was talking about earlier, we aged with the series. Like the books got... more and more mature as they release.
So you start out happy little kid, angsty teenager.
it just seemed like a shit. It became a shitty world.
Well, look it up sometime. There is a for the movies. This is they take every frame from every movie and combine it, like shrink them up real small to where it looks like a big barcode, and you literally see it go from like really bright colors and whites to black to like one solid white line, and then back to kind of dark and then getting brighter as it ends.
Because it was a dark movie towards the end. A lot of people died.
Yeah. Yes.
It got scary. I seem to remember, I don't think I saw it, but someone told me there was something in one of those movies that was so traumatizing. Like, there was something
Sirius
about...
going into a mirror?
There was something
Dobby
about
Dobby dying from a knife in his chest?
Yeah.
Keep it going, Dalton.
One of the twins dying in that big, right? Like, that...
Ooh,
that
was that.
Because you really didn't know until the very end of it. So you're like, oh, man, did everybody make it? And then you see that one of the twins died. Yeah.
Because like, with Fred and George, like, that was the first time, like, a character that you really were attached to. Other than Sirius.
Uh-oh. Who else are you thinking
of?
And
Dobby, Dumbledore.
Dobby did die before the twin did.
Yeah, and so did Dumbledore.
Dobby was the little house creature elf. Guy, right?
Yeah, but I didn't really get all that attached to Dobby. Like, that was... I don't know.
He was a weird character.
He was a house elf.
I liked him a lot in Lord of the Rings.
I don't know. I felt like
he almost got that precious.
I just feel like I forgot about Dumbledore, honestly, because I'm dumb.
Dumbledore?
No.
But none of the, it seemed like most of the central cast, like, you know, consistently survived.
Except.
Until the end.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your favorite Harry Potter character? Dalton, I'll start with you. There's only one answer, but I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
It's Severus Snape.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He does not get a reprieve simply for the fact that he wanted to fuck Harry's mom.
I mean, I liked Snape from the beginning.
I also, Snape was the character that drew me into the story. Like,
also older than all of them.
Well, and because I love Alan Rickman.
That too.
How many people, like, if Alan Rickman hadn't played Snape, I wouldn't have liked him as much. It's one of those things that there are certain people in the movies that once you see those people in the movies, you can't think of the character in any other medium without seeing that person.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Alan Rickman was a perfect casting.
He was. Yeah.
It's like Jeff Goldblum as Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park. Yeah. I can't read Jurassic Park now without seeing with Jeff Goldblum. And it's the same thing with Snape. I can't hear Severus Snape and not think of Alan Rickman. And he was conflicted. He was a tortured character. He had a great story. He killed Dumbledore only because he was asked to by Dumbledore. He had the best... I thought he had the best progression. He was my favorite.
I want to separate the actor from the character. Alan Rickman was the best part of those movies. I'm not going to argue that at all. Alan Rickman's one of my favorite actors of all time, and he did amazing. Separating him from the character going into the books, Severus Snape was a tool.
No. Draco Malfoy was a tool.
No, Draco Malfoy was a crybaby bitch.
Oh!
Accurate. He's not wrong.
Take that, Malfoy.
Severus Snape.
With daddy issues, important.
Very bad daddy issues. Severus Snape, the only reason he did the things he did is because essentially he owed a blood debt to the Potters, to Lily, to the woman he loved and supposedly loved so much.
Even though her, like, husband was a prick to him all through school.
That's no reprieve for James Potter. But, how can you love somebody so wholeheartedly as Severus Snape supposedly did and then sell them out, not so much sell them out, but give them away to Voldemort?
I don't know. I never read it. You tell me.
Severus Snape was at Hogwarts spying when a prophecy was made about a child born at the close of July.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And that he would be the one that could destroy the Dark Lord. And he knew that Lily had a son that was born on July 31st. So he went back and told Voldemort about the prophecy and told him that it must be the Potters. Voldemort goes and kills Harry's parents, tries to kill Harry, curse blasts back.
But importantly, somebody else had to rat out the location before.
Yeah,
Peter Pettigrew,
yeah. But it wouldn't have been a big deal if it wasn't for Severus Snape going back and telling the prophecy.
But see, I feel like, and I get where you're coming from, but Snape was under the impression that there was only one person that could have given away the location of the Potters. And Snape could have been doing this as like a, you know, get in with Voldemort. And then Peter Pettigrew went ahead and, you know, just did, you know, what he did and fucked everything up.
Well, that's the thing. According to the story, Peter was kind of in with the Death Eaters since like their last year in Hogwarts.
Right.
So Severus would have known that Peter was with them.
Maybe not. Because, I mean, Peter Pettigrew was supposed to be kind of, he might have been a secret from Snape. Because Snape wasn't exactly hype in that organization at that time either.
No, but.
How did Snape die?
Voldemort killed him. Well, he had a snake kill him. Nagini.
It's cold, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bite to the neck. Let him bleed out.
Didn't
slow,
even.
Slow, painful death.
But he died a hero, right?
Like kinda, a
redemption. Yeah, because yeah, well, they. Yeah. It was in the little like limbo place where Harry found out about Snape's role, wasn't it?
No, it was when Snape died. In the stories, you're able to take your memories from your pensive mind and put them into the pensive,
yeah,
and relive the memories that somebody else had. And as Snape lays there bleeding out of his neck, Harry comes out to talk, you know, like to check on him to see what happened. And he starts crying. He's looking Harry in the eye, who has the exact same eyes as Lily. And he says, you know, I want to see Lily's eyes one last time. Looks Harry dead in the eyes, starts crying, and says, take them. And Harry takes his tears, which hold the memories, and he goes back and finds out the whole plan. That Snape was always good guy, quote unquote.
That was my favorite. He'd been working for Dumbledore, yeah, for the entire time because he felt so bad.
He was a triple agent.
Yeah.
And that's why he's more interesting than the other characters. Certainly more interesting than that hat.
Oh, I love the
sword. That hat's pretty interesting.
Oh, we got about 5 minutes left. Surprisingly, this went super quick and I didn't want it to.
It's because we kept getting super off topic.
No, it's because Jesse read a super funny story.
Well, that was
fantastic.
That'll go down.
I do have one more of those to close the show out, whenever we get there.
When we do the 200 and, what are we up to now? 217? When we do the 300th show, that's going to be the clip we play during the montage. It's going to be the part where you read that and then the part where Hunter read the Big Boss Man's poem about Big Show's father. So much fun. All right. Last thing before we get to Jesse's outro is, and please tell me if I'm going to get this wrong, if I'm butchering this. If you got to pick which house you were in, which house would it be?
Well, I mean, that's.
Dalton, I already know you're Hufflepuff.
Well, no, it's not. That's not how it works. You get sorted.
You get sorted.
You get
sorted. Yes, but if you got to pick.
That's not how it works.
That's not fair.
That takes out the fun.
Yeah.
Because then everybody just wants to be Gryffindor or Slytherin.
Yeah. Which is true, because
I guess I'm
except
weird.
You, because you like Hufflepuff.
Well, no, but it's because
that sounds like a penguin.
No,
it's like a badger.
Yeah, it's a badger, yeah.
Four years ago, why the joke earlier.
Yeah, that was the Wolverine thing. Anyway.
That's what that joke was!
Yeah.
Ah.
So, 4 years
Shannon
ago.
Shannon learned something.
4 years ago, somebody made me take this quiz, and it was Hufflepuff, and I was really pissy about it. But I'm a big Harry Potter fan, so I started getting into Hufflepuff. So that was the thing, and then whenever Hunter said it, I was trying to make Hunter not think that I was a Hufflepuff, and then he changed it, and then Tanner said, take the quiz. And I was like, motherfucker, it's the exact same quiz I took 4 years ago. So I took the quiz, and it fucking said Hufflepuff.
Okay,
always different whenever I take them.
No, mine's always been Hufflepuff. I've always been that.
Okay, so for Shannon and all the fans and anybody else here that wants to take the test, go to Pottermore.com, sign up, and you will get to take the quiz. Answer the questions honestly, and it will sort you into a different house.
What house are you in?
I'm in Gryffindor.
Jesse?
Ravenclaw.
Lindsay has not done it.
Well, I don't know which one I took, but I've taken several over the years, and it always goes back and forth between Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff.
At Pottermore.
And Dalton's definitely a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Because the idea
so I like Ravenclaw's colors, so.
Ravenclaw's just cool in general. Because each house is supposed to have
different tribute, like attributes.
Like, yeah, each one of them has like two traits.
Gryffindors are brave.
So what's the Hufflepuff?
No.
What's the Hufflepuff?
They're good finders. And loyal.
I got it right here.
It's what?
They're loyal and good finders.
Why would you not be a fan of that, Dalton?
Because it's the dumbest two traits.
Oh, this is the rhymes as right. sung by the Sorting Hat.
Here we go. Or yet in wise old Ravenclaw, if you've a ready mind, where those of wit and learning will always find their kind, is Ravenclaw. Hufflepuff, you might belong in Hufflepuff, where they are just and loyal. Those patient Hufflepuffs are true and unafraid of toil.
Good for you.
Gryffindor, you might belong in Gryffindor, where dwell the brave at heart. Their daring, nerve, and chivalry set Gryffindors apart.
But they're not
loyal. In other words, they showboat a lot.
No, they're very loyal.
No, the Hufflepuffs are loyal.
They're brave. Stoners.
Slytherin. Or perhaps in Slytherin, you'll make your real friends. Those cunning folk use any means to achieve their ends.
With a name like Slytherin. You couldn't have made it more obvious that they're the bad guys.
I don't care. I like Slytherin.
They're not bad guys.
All bad.
House Evilus.
They're not all bad.
Yeah, they're really not.
They're just very
snake-like.
No.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Direct?
I know a few of them.
Basically, like, the idea behind the Slytherin is that
power.
They will do anything within their means to meet their goal. And they're usually very cunning and sly about it. I would say Trump would be a Slytherin.
Oh, please. Because if somebody's listening to this show and
Photoshop that up or something. Yeah. What would Bernie Sanders be?
Probably Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
What about Hillary?
Slytherin.
Slytherin. No, someone did this. Somebody went through and they split them up into their houses. Where did I see it? Gosh darn it.
Okay.
She's definitely a Slytherin.
Lindsay's definitely
a
Slytherin.
No, it was a YouTube video. Somebody went through and they like shifted them. I don't remember who was in who.
All politicians be Slytherin?
No. They split them up.
Hmm. All right. Well, we're out of time.
But yeah, Hillary wasn't Slytherin. I do remember that.
Definitely.
Tanner,
without a doubt in my mind.
That's fine.
Are you satisfied with the Harry Potter show?
I am. It was fun.
I thought it was good. Yeah. And as someone that doesn't know jack about Harry Potter, I thought it was informative.
We didn't do the favorite characters, though. You said Severus. And...
All right, so let's do that real quick, and then Jesse's going to take us out. Dalton, go ahead.
Cedric Diggory.
Who?
Cedric.
Cedric, yeah.
Who was Cedric?
He was killed.
Cedric didn't last long.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about Cedric.
He was a Hufflepuff.
Was he the one that wasn't in the movie, or was that
no,
the
he
one
was.
That did?
No, he was.
Okay,
he was Robert
Pattinson.
Yeah,
that's the one that made me cry.
Yeah, it was Robert Pattinson, and he was killed at the end of the fourth book.
Twilight fame.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know he was
before Twilight.
He's in that universe. He was probably the most famous Hufflepuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah, by a lot. Oh, because you don't hear a lot about him.
Well, except Dalton. I hear that Dalton Manch rising up the ranks. Tanner, who's your fifth character?
Torn between
Sirius Black.
Yeah, and... no, actually, I'm torn between Remus and Ginny Weasley.
Ginny Weasley was cool.
Now, that's the one Harry ended up with, right?
Yeah,
Ginevra. That annoys me.
I like Ginny.
Ginevra.
Tanner just Hufflepuff.
Most girls annoy me anymore, true. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm one of those catty bitches.
Jesus Christ, Lindsay.
I really like Ginevra.
Jesse, please, jump in here.
For my favorite character?
Or if Lindsay's a catty bitch. Confirm or deny?
I will neither confirm nor deny because...
She's sitting right next to
me. I feel like there's not a good answer.
Good job. So who's your favorite character then?
I don't know. It's really tough to pick a favorite character. I mean, I like so many of them. Tonks is awesome. Lupin is awesome.
No, you look good. Tonk fat.
Mad-Eye Moody is awesome. Yeah, there's so many just great characters in that
story. Your least favorite then?
Least favorite character?
Draco.
No, Papa Malfoy. My least favorite character.
Yeah.
You know what? He was actually, the stuff I've seen, he was also my least favorite.
Fuck Papa Malfoy.
Tanner, what about you? You've had
Take
your hand
Take that
up.
Little cane and Dumbledore. Shove it right up.
Dumbledore's your least favorite character?
You got a problem with wise old gay men?
I don't care. He's
Wait,
gay.
Wait, Dumbledore was gay?
Yeah.
No, we're not getting into it. He just is. That's something J.K. Rowling said, like, after the books were made.
Yes. Go watch the last, 7 and 8, the last 2 movies, and you'll see one important character that was important to Dumbledore at some point in time. That's his one love interest his entire life.
Okay, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Rowling said it, or Rowling, however you want to say it.
If she wrote the book. If she said it, it's gospel.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
and you
can
tell.
You what?
You could tell.
Lindsay, what about you? Favorite character?
Well, other than Snape, obviously, I always like McGonagall.
Oh, McGonagall is awesome.
McGonagall.
McGonagall. She was the transfiguration teacher.
Uh-huh.
Wait, was she the old woman?
She was the witch
who
became the cat.
Okay, yeah, I know her. I know her. Tanner and Dalton are laughing together.
What
happened? Oh, the other wing.
I'm thinking about it.
Because Tanner says you can tell that Dumbledore's gay in the movies. Like, yeah, he's the way he holds his wang. We were doing these all off microphone because it was funny to us. And then he fucking says Elder Wang and it throws me off.
All right. And on that note, I want to thank you guys for listening to this Harry Potter special. We're going to be back on Saturday with the sports show. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, I know.
We'll still post it on Saturday.
Yeah,
it's fine. Let's just go.
Oh, okay. You guys are recording early?
Yeah.
Cool. Also tomorrow, don't forget, Daredevil season 2 comes out.
Woohoo!
We're going to marathon it all day, me and Lindsay. That's the plan.
I got to find out what episode Ariel's housemate is in.
No, hopefully the Punisher kills him. So.
Well, he's a Yakuza person,
the Punisher will definitely kill him then. Dalton, you got places to be? No, you motioning us on there? All right, so enjoy those shows. Thank you for listening tonight. Jesse's going to take us out with another fine reading of Harry Potter lore. Have a good night, everybody, and enjoy the weekend. Jesse, take it away.
Yes, Harry said, gripping his wang very tightly and moving into the middle of the deserted classroom. He tried to keep his mind on flying, but something else kept intruding. Any second now, he might hear his mother again. But he shouldn't think that, or would he hear her again? And he didn't want to. Or did he?
Oh. Good night, everybody.